This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Friday, August 7th. God's word for you today is, look again. Our scripture reading is taken from 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 43. And it says, go and look toward the sea, he told the servant. And he went up and looked. There is nothing there, he said. Seven times, Elijah said, go back. God is saying to you, go and look. Yes, you have checked before that. There was nothing there. God is saying, go back and look again. Just go and look. Are you trusting God for a child? Take a pregnancy test. Go and check. Some say, Pastor, I don't want to check. I don't want to put myself under pressure. However, God is saying to you, go and check. Go and look. You have trusted God for healing. You know you have received it and are walking in it. Yet, God is saying, go and look. Get a medical opinion. Get a second opinion. Just go and look. Some Christians say they would rather not look or check because they don't want anything to affect their faith. Faith is not affected by expecting and confirming what God wants to do. So, go and look. Go and check. You say, Pastor, I submitted a proposal a while ago and I have been following up, but they have not responded. Go and check. Call again. Go and look is the first thing that jumps out at us from our focus scripture. And I'm saying that as you look, you will see. As you step out in expectation, you will smell the rain and you will declare, Petrichor is here. The rain is here. The second thing that stands out is that Elijah was specific. Elijah did not say, go and look. Go and look where? Under a rock or under the bed? Elijah said, look towards the sea. So powerful. Most times, the reason we are not seeing what God is doing is that we are looking in the wrong direction. But beginning from today, you will look towards the right direction in the name of Jesus. Look towards the sea, not towards the south or towards the west. Do not look towards any other direction. Only look towards the sea. People often think that walking with God is at variance with science, but it isn't. In fact, science is actually the discovery of what God has already created. Major discoveries in science and breakthroughs in tech are usually simulated or modeled after something in creation. The computer, for example, was modeled after the human being. The input and output devices you can see, hear, talk, and give feedback. The big buzz for a while now has been AI, artificial intelligence, and the breakthrough in AI was modeled after how the brain works, the synapses and the connections. The building of the deep neural networks was modeled after the human brain, and that is why the breakthrough happened. In fact, we haven't even scratched the surface when it comes to understanding the human brain. But with a little we have understood, see what has happened in humanity. God wants us to understand how it works. God wants us to have reason to our faith, and this is very important. Let us pray. Father, as I move in obedience to your instructions this season, exceed my expectations and shut every voice of doubt and fear in the name of Jesus. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.